Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 197. 197, mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Zayin. We are in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Beis, says the Torah. Ervas achos avicha lo segale. Do not reveal the nakedness of your father's sister. This is the issur of your aunt. She'er avicha hi. She is the relative of your father, and therefore, being megala, the achos avicha, would be a violation of She'er Avichas. That is the aunt. Tomorrow's Isser is also related to the aunt, because the next pasuk, Ervas Achos Imcha. So the mother's sister and the father's sister are both Aser Mishum aunts, as we will see. But let's focus on today's. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Lagalos Ervas Achos Av, Shelo Lavo Al Achos Av. The Isser is not to live with a father's sister, an aunt. Shene'emar Ervas Achos Avicha Lo Segaleh, Misharshi Arayas Kasavnu Mashi Adana. We've already written what is related to the idea of the hashkafa behind relatives. Midini ha-mitzvah, what are the dinim behind the mitzvah? Masha amru zechorno levracha, what Chazal have told us. She iser achos ha'av, bein she achos la'aviv min ha'av levad, o min ha'em levad. This is going to be crucial for something we'll discuss in a moment, but the iser today, is my father's sister is usher to me, whether my father and his sister share a father, meaning it's a paternal aunt of mine, meaning my father's father and my father's sister's father are the same person, or even if it's min ha'im, o min ha'im levad, and surely if it's both. It doesn't matter if my grandparents, my father's father was married at the time that he had my father and my father's sister. Because all of these are called achos aviv, they're all called aunts. The ain kan makom l'shnius. No shnios for this isser. We've had, he always mentions the shnius for the others, but no shnius for this isser. Dini ha-mitzvah, what he says at the end, the halacha is with arayis. V'noeg isser zeh b'chol makom v'chol zman. This isser applies always. The over alav v'shachav es achus aviv b'meizah chayef kareis. If anybody lives with their father's sister, chayef kareis, b'shogeg mevi chadas kavua. And b'shogeg, though, it's an isser d'arayisa, but you have to bring a carbon. Okay, what can we talk about today? So first of all, two directly connected ideas, and that is, this is the isser of an aunt. We know in halacha, an aunt is not allowed to marry a nephew, even though an uncle is allowed to marry a niece. Not only is allowed, but the Gemara even says mitzvah. Let's talk about these two relationships and see how far we get. The shaila, where does it start with? It starts with Moshe's parents. Moshe's parents, Amram and Yocheved, that was an isser of Ervas Achos Av. Right? If you think about it, Amram was the son of Kahas. Kahas was the son of Levi. Yocheved was a daughter of Levi. So Yocheved was the aunt of Amram. And yet, right, they got married and they had Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have to figure it out. The Torah says it mefurish. The Torah in Parshas Va'era, when the Torah is listing off the lineage of Shevet Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So the Torah tells us that, let me just find you the pasuk. Vayikach Amram, Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf. Vayikach Amram es Yocheved Dodaso lo Leisha. Amram takes Yocheved, his aunt, for a wife. An aunt? What about today's mitzvah? Does he know the Chinuch 197? Right? It's Aser. What's he doing? Vatir lo es Aaron es Moshe. And who came out of that relationship? Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu. Ushnechei Amram, Sheva Shloshim Hashanah, he lives 137 years. So what is going on here? How is this possible that Moshe Rabbeinu came out of an illicit relationship? Okay, the Torah wasn't given yet. You always have that answer. We'll try to get to messages in a minute. But first, the first approach that one could take is that of the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Nunches, this is also a Yerushalmi in Yevamos, Sanhedrin Nunches Mabez, maybe, it was quoted here, if you want to see the Gemara and a commentary on the Gemara, it's in the Torah Tamima here, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Dodaso min ha'av, avoloto daso min ha'im. Yocheved and Amram shared a father, Levi. But Levi had two different wives. We don't know who the wives were of any of the Shvatim. But they had two different wives. Achos av min ha'im asur l'b'nei Noach. The only thing that's asur l'b'nei Noach is achos av min ha'im, if they share a mother. But not if they share a father, so it wasn't asur in the times of Moshe. Because b'nei Noach, they only had the status of b'nei Noach. You're right, later on, Am Yisrael has a set, like this Chinuch just said, is asur b'nei min ha'av b'nei min ha'im. But, meaning, if my father and his sister share a father or a mother, they're both asur to Jews. But b'nei Noach, says the Gemara, are only asur if they share a mother, and Yocheved and Amram only shared a father, and that's why it was And that's why it was mutter. That's what the Torah Tamim explains. Ratzalomar, Shahisa Achos Kahasbin Avalomina Aim. Tilamina Aim, I saw Surely Israel on Matan Torah. Shayalem Ad Oz Din Ben Noach. Shalahem Asurazu. Vitama Chiluk, why is there a difference? Mishum de Iker Isur Bekurvas Bene Noach, Huba Achos Bin Haim. The Iker Ant is the Achos Bin Haim from the maternal grandmother. Mishum de Ein Yachas Avos Le Bene Noach. There is no Yichus for Bnei Noach through the father. V'gazer gam b'achosav, v'aim reshu domem, and they were gozer midrabanan. But that is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yocheved Dodasot, the Gemara again, Sanhedrin, and in the Yerushalmi Yevamos says, maybe there was no Isser at that time. Number one. Related to that is a comment of Rav Kasher in the Torah Shleima. Torah Shleima quotes this Yerushalmi in Yevamos. In it's Os Sada Gimel there in Va'era Yocheved Dodaso Hesiv Reb Shimon Bered Rabbi Ivo V'haksiv Ayigachar Mes Yocheved Dodaso Lo Leisha Me'ata Afilu Kibrei Noach Laha Yisrael Noagim Am Rabbi Chela B'samach Lo Me'aviv B'samach Lo Me'imo. That's the way that's understood, is the same as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and that is that it was mutter for him. But in the footnotes he quotes other Rishonim. Rav Kasher quotes from the Riva in Parshas Kedoshim in the name of one of the early Rishonim. Amazing line. Shemoshe Rabbeinu, kishakasav haTorah, lo ratza lichtov onesh, ba'achos aviv, mipnikvod amram aviv, shazo dodaso. Yes, even if it was mutter at the time, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, was dictated the Torah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't want to write most yumas when it comes to father-sister, because that's what his parents did. Dechsiv, ayikach amram, es yocheved dodaso, lo leisha. The agav shedileg onesh ba'achos aviv, kach dileg ba'achos imo. Because everything that we're doing now in Parshas Achrayimos, those are the isurim. Just describes the isur. Don't be megala. Doesn't say anywhere what the punishment is. For that, you have to look in the next parsha, kedoshim. The mitzvahs aren't going to be repeated there. All the arayas are repeated there. But if you look there, nowhere does it say explicitly in those psukim that, or it talks about it, but listen to the pasuk. In pasuk yutes, chaf yutes, verbas achos imcha v'achos avicha lo segalei, ki es she'ero he'era avonam yisau. They will carry their sin. It doesn't say like by the other ones, right, v'nichrasu, or mos yumasu. So according to this Rishon, because Moshe Rabbeinu, quote-unquote, felt bad. The Rav Kasher says, that's impossible. Moshe Rabbeinu felt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated in the Torah. What are you talking about? He felt bad. He left out something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him? That can't be. And he also says, Gamlo Ratzah Lichtov Onesh Beis Achios Bishum Kavod Yisrael Sheyatzu Miyako. So, Washington Zeh Tamua, he quotes. He says there's a different Nusach in the Das HaKenim. A different measure. Shelo Nitztave Lichtov Mibnei Kvodo. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded and he changed it. He didn't want to. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command him to write it, though that is the Halacha. But Al Kibud Av, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not command them to write Mosi Wasu Beferish by those relationships, Alt covered for his father. Shalon Itztav Elichtov Mipnei Kvodo. V'lo Sheba Atzmo Dila Galze. Chas V'Shalom. That is the version of the Medrash that Rav Kasher likes, that it wasn't Chas V'Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu being Medalik, but Hashem didn't command him to do otherwise. So again, number one, Pshat, how can he marry his wife? Like the Gemara says, it was only, how can he marry his father's sister? It was only his father's sister that was a maternal sister, not a paternal sister, and therefore it was Mutter and the version of the Torah Shleima. But there is another Pshat, and that is taking the face value Kipshuto. It was Aser. Right, just like Yaakov married two sisters, and Pasha says that was Aser. Unless you say they converted, they weren't going to convert, they were from Lavan. So, is there any other way to understand it? So as says the Chizkuni, yes, we take it literally. It was Aser, but it's based on a Chazal. Masha is the Chizkuni right there in Va'era. Masha Hizka Makadosh Baruch Hu. Again, what are we talking about here? How could Moshe's parents violate this Aser? The answer is, it was before Matan Torah. So it was allowed for them, they were allowed to. But what's the message for us looking back, seeing Moshe Rabbeinu's parents coming from an illicit relationship that's also for us? Mashiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyetzi Adam gadol kemoshe melekuchim sha'asid lahazhir aleihem. What's the message that Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu come from a relationship that was later going to be Aser? Lefi, based on what the Gemara says in Yuma, she'ein ma'amidim parnas al atzibur, el im keim kubash al shratzim tluya lo b'tzavaro. The best Jewish leaders, the best leaders are people who feel that they have something to hide. And therefore they're always going to be scared, and they'll always be moser nefesh completely for the tzibur, can always kind of compensate for the fault that they're hiding. So here, he looks at his parents, Moshe Rabbeinu, he ever thinks he becomes a balgaiva, look behind you. Look who your parents were. Obviously, at the time they were fine. They were allowed to do it. It was before the Torah was given. But this is relationship was there so that he does not have the problem of gaiva pen yizgae al hatzibur, so that he doesn't become mitgae al hatzibur. As the Chizkuni kimo shematzinu b'David. Just like we find by David HaMelech. If we were writing the story of our Mashiach, of David HaMelech, Yochai V'Kayim, his lineage would be pristine, pure, perfect, amazing. And if you look at it, there's not one relationship in David's history that is pure. Right, it starts with Amon and Moab, and Lot and his daughters, and then you have Yehuda and Tamar, and you have David and Bathsheba, and you have Rus. Right, Moav Evil or Moavin, it was worked out. But why is there even controversy? Says the Chizkuni, it's the same idea. Because the great leaders, even though they're amazing and great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always teaching this message of Parnas al HaTzibur, a great leader, always always has in mind something that he might have to hide, and therefore the power does not go to his head. That's what the Chizkuni says about David and about Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, we quoted in other shiurim in the past a beautiful thought from an extreme thought, a radical thought, but it's a beautiful thought from Rav Golvich, the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Kerem Yavne, which he writes in Kavod HaRav, just a paper they put out for Rav Soloveitchik a number of decades ago, where he writes based on a Zohar and a Shemi Shmuel, at least focusing on the Rus problem of David HaMelech. Moaviv lo Moavit? To be a powerful king, says the Shemi Shmuel, and Rav Golvich quotes it, one has to rule over their fellow Jew to be a king. That's part of what the king is. And that's the fear of a king and the covet of a king. And that's not a natural Jewish concept. Jews are Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomli, Chasadim. It's not natural for one Jew to rule over the other Jew. It shouldn't be natural for one Jew to rule over the other Jew. And that is why, says the Shemi Shmuel, unbelievably, David HaMelech needed a little bit of non-Jewish blood in him, in order to give him that azus, to give him that ability to be, obviously in the context of Avodas Hashem and with everything that David HaMelech had, but a little bit of Moavite blood in order to be a proper king. Shaul HaMelech was a tzaddik, but he wasn't a good king, he wasn't a successful king, because he kept listening to the Am, and he kept giving in to the Am. And this is what the Am wants. If you medayik in the Psukim by the story of Amalek and the story by what he didn't wait for Shmuel to sacrifice the Karbanos after a week, it's all that he gave into the Am. David HaMelech ruled over the Am. David HaMelech did what he wanted to do because he knew it was right. And that's why he danced in front of the Aram when he came back, and his wife, who was the daughter of Shaul, said, "What are you doing? You're making a fool of yourself." David says, "That's why I'm the king and not your father anymore," says the Medrash, the Yalkut on Sefer Shmuel, "because I do what I know is right. I'm going to dance in front of the king and get sweaty because I know this is what Kavod HaTorah is." But again, that is maybe another idea for David. It doesn't explain Moshe, but at least for David HaMelech, Dafka, he needs a little Moavite blood in him in order to be a successful king. Okay, that is all related to the issue of our Isser. Ervas Achos Av. How did they violate? Number one, maybe they didn't. Maybe they did. They were allowed to. It was before Matan Torah. But we learn from it this message of Kubash Al Shratza behind every great Jewish leader. Just to mention, while I was there in Shmos looking at some of the Mefarshim there, Rav Hirsch has an amazing thought. I don't know if we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir in past couple of years, but Rav Hirsch mentions, why do we have to go through the lineage in Parshas Va'era? We already know that Levi and Amram and Kehas. It's like ever as Moshe Rabbeinu is becoming great and the whole story is about to start, so we have this whole lineage listed again. And not only Moshe's, but his cousins and his Reuven and Shimon, everybody. Why is it there? Says Rav Hirsch to emphasize that our leader is human. our leader doesn't come from any god or born of any god or some immaculate conception. It comes from people, and they have cousins and they have siblings and they have family. If this citation of origin is once and for all to counter and oppose all erroneous deification, every illusion of an incarnation of deity in a human form, if it wants to give us documentary evidence of the fact, Moses, the greatest man of all time, was just a man, nothing but an ordinary human being. And the position he attained towards God did not transcend the sphere of mortal beings. It also serves to oppose a no less pernicious delusion. That is why the register of names is not confined to the direct line of Moshe and Aaron. It mentions everybody, the names of Reuben and Shimon. For even if this proof of their descent is in the first place established in the purely human nature of Moshe and Aaron, it might say that everybody is suitable. Whoever wants can be a prophet. The answer is no, you say everybody. Why everybody? Because look at all these people who came before Moshe. Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, and even in Levi. It wasn't the oldest, right? That's why all of this is listed, to make sure we know the humanness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, a couple of pages here. Feel free to look more at Rav Hirsch in this context. Okay, that is half of what we have to discuss today. And that is related to someone who violated Amram and Yocheved. But what about the other half? Uncle and niece. That's mutter. Uncle and niece's mutter, even though aunt and nephew are, it's today's aunt and nephew, but uncle and niece's mutter, not just mutter, the Gemara in Yevamah says, on daf samach beis amid beis, that it's a great thing. It's a great thing to be nose basachoso, to marry your sister's daughter. The Rishonim there say, why? Why is it dafka sister's daughter and not brother's daughter? They're both mutter. But why does the Gemara emphasize sister's daughter? Rashi there, giague adam rabin alachoso yosem anachiv. A person has strong feelings more for his sister than for his brother. Interesting. Umitoch kach nimsa mechabev ezishto. You love your sister more, so you're going to love your sister's daughter more. More than your brother's daughter. Okay, that's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos there, says, maybe because Bas Achoso, we know on a metaphysical level, has a stronger connection to you, it's what the Gemara calls Bas Gilo. They're Bas Mazalo. They're born under the same constellation. Why? Because the Gemara says, you want to know what your wife's going to be, what this girl is like? Look at her mother's brothers. You say, well, look at your mother's brothers to know what you're going to be like. So if your mother's brothers, that's the relationship of an uncle and a nephew and a niece. That's why that's why it says Dafka Bas Achoso and not Bas Achiv. One other amazing shot, the Tosfos Yeshanim, right there in Yevamah Samach Beis. You know why the Gemara says Bas Achoso and not Bas Achiv? Because if somebody marries their Bas Achiv, that can ultimately, what happens if they die? Then their wife will fall to their father and it'll mess up the whole Yibam process. So that's why stick to the Bas Achoso, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, so you don't mess up Yibam. Unbelievable. The Yesh Mefarshim, Dafka Bas Achoso Avalo Bas Achiv, Da'asi Lafkiya Mitzvos Yibam. I would have thought, don't worry about Yibam. Or maybe it's a good thing that the whole part situation of Yibam doesn't come up. Because one of the wives is Aser, it's his daughter. So Kamash Bolan says the Tosfos Yeshanim, maybe it's good, it's positive. There's something positive to have a situation of Yibam. Either way, that's the Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis Mabeis, that it's a mitzvah for one to marry their niece. What's the difference between a niece and an uncle versus a nephew and an aunt? So in the Yagdol Torah, quotes from some tshuvas of the Rishonim, that maybe the reason is, Yesh lama sheninna ha'isha l'ish l'sharso, v'im yisa es dodaso v'hita shari so, yifkom b'kavod ave v'imo. Maybe there's a prisas kavod if the aunt is married to the nephew, and the aunt is going to have to service the nephew more than her own siblings. She's going to have more loyalty to the nephew. The other way, it's okay, because an uncle to a niece, a niece is already on the lower level generation. Either way, that's what the Agdol Torah quotes here from the Rosh and the Rashbash. It has to do with the covet of the parents in that regard. The problem and the major action in this sugya is Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, one of the great Bali HaTosfos, in its Tzava, says one's not allowed to marry their niece. Not allowed to marry your niece. So the question is, that was asked Rabbi Yehuda, it was asked to the Noda Yehuda, Madura Tinyana Evan Ezer Simonian Test, a well-known tshuva. Somebody was going out and with a girl, and the problem was that the girl's name was the same name as the mother-in-law, the future mother-in-law. Or the father-in-law's name was the same as the future son-in-law. And in the Tzava, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, in his will, it says that's not a good idea if they have the same name. So the question is, should I break off the shidduch because there's the same name of the father-in-law, son-in-law, or mother-in-law, daughter-in-law? Says the Noda Yehuda, let me explain something to you. Da talmidai hachaviv, v'yudvarim halalu chachukim aluach libecha. Let me explain something to you, and you have to know this klar. She'ein l'kol chachamim sha'achar ha-talmud, rishus lomar davar neger ha-talmud. Any Baal HaMesora after the Gemara cannot argue on one letter in Shas. You're not allowed to argue on Shas. There's a Ramah in Choshe Mishpah that says you cannot argue on Shas. Achronim could argue on Rishonim, but you can't argue on anything in Shas unless you find something else related to Shas. Va'amnam, so what's the problem? What happens if somebody, we find one of the Baalei HaMesora who argues on something in Shas? You have two choices. Either to say he's not one of the Baalei HaMesora, which we'd rather not say, or we say that he meant it for a limited specific application, for a certain area. That's all. So, says the Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that that's what the Savar B'Yudah Chassid is about. Because there are so many things in there that are against Shas. He says, you're not allowed to marry your niece, and the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. He says, you're not allowed to, two brothers are not allowed to marry two sisters, and the Gemara, we find two brothers that marry two sisters. He says that you shouldn't marry father-in-law, son-in-law of the same names, so it must be that he only wrote that for his own family, and he did not mean that for all of Klal Yisrael. But that's what he says, and that's the No Rabbi Yehuda comments on the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So again, we find something in certain circles that uncles and nieces marry each other. If you look in the Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva in Chelek Tes. The Shevet HaLevi says that it came up, he got the Shaila, and he said it's okay. He said it's okay for an uncle to marry a niece, even bisman hazeh, even in our day and age. Just one final tshuva, there's a tshuva's Evan Arosha, where that author says, maybe I have a different shot of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Maybe he realized already in his day, 900 years ago, it was already known medically that close relatives shouldn't get married to each other, because it breeds certain illnesses and diseases that are much more common when close relatives marry each other, when close relatives don't marry each other. So when he says in his Tzava, he's not arguing on the Gemara. He's just saying it's a good idea, but now there's Sakhanas Nefashis. Now you have all these problems where very close relatives marry each other, and that's why he says, maybe that's what he meant. Chas v'Shalom is not arguing on the Gemara. He's just saying, Lamaisa, in his day, is inappropriate, just like in our day. We know medically that close relatives marrying each other is not a good idea, and therefore that's why he did not suggest it, or he suggested Dafka against it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This was the one Isser of Ant. But Hashem, tomorrow, the next time, we get into the next Isser of Ant, not father's Ant, but mother's Ant. And maybe we'll get back to some of the other general Arayas issues, as we decided yesterday, talking about some Hilchos Yichud.